It is 1212 and 830 WCCO.
I am Santa Claus.
Now, you may think that's the Minnesota Orchestra, but it is not. Ladies and gentlemen, Ozzy Osbourne. Hey, Ozzy.
Rock and roll, Minneapolis. It's so great to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Not only do you have this, hit rock and roll band for years. I mean, you guys are legendary. Now this hit TV show.
Well, it's all been a great blessing, and we appreciate all the fans and everybody who watches the show.
Yeah. You know, some people just say you're out and out crazy. Any truth to that fact that your whole family is nuts?
Well, they're all quite different people. You know, I told Sharon that she had too many dogs, so she brought home another boy. So now I have another son. At least he's paper trained. That's an improvement.
Well, give him time. He'll work on it.
Minneapolis, is that near St. Paul?
St. Paul's a suburb of Minneapolis, yeah.
I met St. Paul.
You did?
At the Queen's Gala.
I suppose.
It's St. Paul McCartney.
Really?
Nice bloke.
Yeah. Are you open?
And his lovely one-legged wife. Pardon me. I think her name's Eileen or something.
Eileen Sideways.
Work with me.
I'm working.
But it doesn't, Minneapolis, doesn't Prince live around there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Prince.
Yes?
Is he still black?
Don't confuse him with Michael Jackson, now.
You got to check every once in a while.
Well, yeah. So, if I recall, you had an amorous kind of affair with a bat during a concert.
Well, I thought it was rubber, and it turned out to be real.
It was kind of
a joke, and a bit thing, and it started flapping, and it was. I had to get rabies shot and things. It was terrible.
Now, I remember that. Now, Ozzy, I got to tell you the truth. I think I would be able to tell the difference between a rubber bat and a real bat.
Well, you would not with the stage lights in your eyes.
Yeah.
You don't know. You radio people, you can work in the light. But on stage, you're blinded by the stuff.
So somebody ran on the stage and handed you this bat?
It was thrown up on the stage.
It was.
Not as an expert, you know.
Yeah.
It was just thrown by a fan.
So it must have been stunned when this little bat hit its noggin.
Apparently so, from being in the bloke's pocket.
Yeah, I bet that was one surprise bat when you bit its head off.
Didn't really know what hit it. And whatever was in my breath probably anesthetized it. Now that you bring it up.
Very quickly, I would think.
I've really never thought about it from the bat's perspective, but it must suck.
I'm sure it did. So, what next in your life? Are they gonna re-up your TV show?
Well, I'm tired of doing them, and Sharon is recovering, so we're going to finish with the 20, and I think that's going to be it. It's probably going to just be a launching pad for the kids.
Yeah. Were you surprised that Liza Minnelli's show never took off? You know, she wanted to do your kind of show. She was really disappointed when they dumped her.
I was surprised when her husband hit on me. I thought that was out of place.
Yeah, but they're the Hollywood types. What do you expect?
He kissed me on both cheeks, but it was the wrong one. Hey, I just wanted to take this opportunity to mention to all the WCCO listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, and a very, very happy 1989 to everyone.
All right, Ozzy, listen, hey, thank you. We kept you on longer than we had told you, and so we're going to let you go and get back to whatever you're doing.
I appreciate it. God love you all, and rock and roll!
Thank you, Ozzy.
Good night.
All right, we'll see you later. There you go. It's Ozzy Osbourne on 830 WCCO.